Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for the closing day of the spring meet. We're going to take a look at the late pick four. Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Starts in the seventh race, includes the Grade 3 Bewitched, which is the eighth race to space out the turf races on a 10-race card. And, Jim, we will start with a starter allowance. The claiming component of this is the 20K level, four-year-olds and up, 6 furlongs on the main track. How did you handicap it?
Well, I thought Showtime here was going to be tough to beat for Joe Sharp. Ran 3 good races at Fairgrounds, winning one of them and finishing second and third in the others. If he can maintain that good form for this course, I think he fits very well in a $20,000 starter allowance. And if Jose Ortiz on his back will for Eric Foster. Eric Foster won 3 straight races the opening week, and then he hasn't done anything since then. But this one ran well on a synthetic. Don't know if he'll transfer that to the dirt or not, but I'm going to throw him in there with a 5-1 shot. Funny Uncle for David Jacobson, coming from Aqueduct, had a couple wins up there at an optional $20,000 level, and has raced one time at Keeneland, only 4 for 35 lifetime though. And then the other top choice, along with Showtime, is going to be Freeze the Fire for Irad Ortiz Jr., who's going to probably wrap up the rider title of this day. He's ahead as we're recording this. This horse runs to his races at Laurel. He's going to be tough to handle because he's won 4 of 5 of his last 7 there. Had only 1 race, and that was in the Lake George, but he wasn't in contention. So 9 for 34 lifetime with 9 more in the money. So Freeze the Fire is going to be a legitimate favorite in here. So I'm going to go 4 deep in here, picking Irad and Jose may just have the exacta.
Yeah, I took Showtime on top, like the big effort last time in a similar spot, and as you noted, has run well here. Funny Uncle, I'm using for the same reasons. Jacobson, 16% when newcomers come into his barn. Freeze the Fire with 9 wins and Irad Ortiz Jr. in the saddle, and how well the horse has been running of late. And then I'm going to stop there on my pick 4 ticket because I'm still going to end up with probably one of the more expensive ones I've had for the spring meet. But if I went deeper, a Swill was the other one I had on my list, just second start with Eric Foster, who's quietly had a nice meet here this spring. But I'm just going to stick with my top 3 on the pick 4 ticket. The 8th race is the Grade 3 Bewitch on the turf at 1.5 miles. Fillies and mares 4 and up. I was kind of looking for a price here. Thought there were some questions on the favorites or uncertainties. So I took Virgin Colada for Mike Maker. This horse has had a couple of synthetic runs off a break to kind of get back in form, and now gets back to turf, which is, I think, is what she wants most. And this one was seemingly well-regarded when it was in the Chad Brown barn, given the spots that they put her in. So Virgin Colada is the one I'm going to try to get home on top at a little bit of a price. Just Basking is Ian Wilkes. He told me last spring in an interview just outside the Keeneland paddock how much he liked this horse and how he thought she'd be as good or better on turf going long, even though it didn't look like that would be the case. Well, he knew what he was talking about when he said that with Burnham Square, and he certainly has been proven right on this horse, who came off a layoff with a nice win and then a runner-up effort. But I talked to him for the Today at Keeneland show, and he said Just Basking, with that long layoff, that she would probably need a little more racing to get to her absolute best level. So I thought maybe she might be a little vulnerable in this spot. She could certainly win. That's why I've got her second. But I'm going to try to I thought that was a little bit of a question mark, and her next race or the one after that might be a real breakthrough. Literate for Brad Cox. This one, Cox couldn't explain the distant fourth in the last outing, but the 2 in a row before that were very impressive. So I think he believes this one's going to transfer the synthetic to the turf and likes this distance for Literate. Speed Shopper in the best form since getting to go longer, and that's what she gets to do here. And then Mrs. Astor has had 4 wins in the last 6. I think that's probably against lesser, but got to like the form. So I'm going to go 5 deep on my pick 4 in this race with Virgin Colada on top at a price. How about you?
I didn't use Virgin Colada. I used 4 of the horses that you used. Speed Stopper is my top pick for Will Walden. Will typically is 3 for 16, but he's had a lot of horses in the money with, I think, 9 out of 16 in the money. And this one almost won the Orchid last time out, and in that race finished ahead of Valencia, who's going to be my long shot in here for Sassy Joseph. Literate, I'm using defensively. I don't think Literate is anywhere near the mare on turf as she is on synthetic. Six of her seven lifetime wins have come on synthetic, but you got to respect Brad Cox. He's only won 14 races out of 34 here at Keeneland. Mrs. Astor, I'm using for Jonathan Thomas, just basking for Ian Wilkes for the reasons you did. But Valencia is the one that I've got marked as a long shot. And I just thought that Sassy Joseph, obviously, is a very good trainer. If you go back to the Dowager last October, he caught a soft perp for it that day, so you're not going to get that this Friday, but won by 2 3/4. And that was her last race, her last significant race of the year, and they brought her back in a listed stakes at Gulfstream. She didn't run very well, but she may be rounding back into form, and she obviously liked the Keeneland turf, so Valencia 10-1 is my long shot in here.
Race 9, three-year-old maidens going 6 furlongs on the main track. Who'd you like?
I like a lot of them in here. I couldn't make the difference between a couple of first-time starters, and I used George Weaver, and you got to use Wesley's first-time starter gun range on the outside. Three-year-old, so he didn't get this one to the races as a two-year-old, so that's a question mark, like he usually does. George Weaver's horse, McCann, on the outside draws fat. He rides this horse back. They put blinkers on after a disappointing race on April 15th. They're bringing him back in 9 days. So trying the turf, trying the dirt, trying blinkers, Pratt rides him back. McCann has a shot in the 10 hole. Ivantown on the inside for Steve Asmussen. Asmussen's still wearing the collar, I think, for the Keeneland meet, but Ivantown has a shot with Jose Ortiz. Mum Doggy or Mike Maker is probably going to be his favorite off that race at Oakland last time out. Goes to 3-1 for Gap Leone. And then National Charter is the first timer for Rusty Arnold, who has had a really good meet with 6 out of 18 going into today. And Louis Saez draws this one off a couple of really good works. So going 5 deep, trying to get to the last leg here.
I took McCann on top. I thought the Weaver's numbers are very good going turf to dirt. And also with horses making the second start. And this one took a lot of money, as you mentioned, last time out, and I think was really working well into that race. Pratt staying aboard is a plus, so I'm going to give McCann another chance. I'm going to use Gun Range and Mum Doggy, and that's it for my pick four, because I had to trim down somewhere, but I like National Charter, the first-timer for Rusty Arnold. I like Hovland, fourth in the debut, and a third-place finisher, came back to win, but can't use as many as I want in here, so I'm going to stop with McCann, Gun Range, and Bum Doggy on the pick four in that order. Race 10 is an allowance race, second level. Fillies and mares 4 and up. Mile and an eighth on the turf to close out the spring meet. And I'm going to try to close it out with my long shot play of the day, Random Harvest, who has won here, has run well in those allowance races down in Florida. Now, only one of them is recent, the one at Tampa, but I just thought in a race where I didn't have a strong opinion on anybody that this was a horse that I could see improving in the second start off the layoff. And given that she's also won on this track and should love the mile and an eighth, I ended up gravitating to Random Harvest. Pretty picture. It's Chad Brown, Flavian Pratt, good in all four races last year and just missed to Lush Lips. So that's a pretty strong class line. Maserat, it's Walsh with a Rad Ortiz, got good at the end of last summer when getting a chance to stretch out. Strong Destiny is the other one I'm going to use. Way better in the last two races, and I think gets back on her best surface. So I'm going 4 deep with Random Harvest on top at a price. How about you?
Well, you and I see this one differently. I think Pretty Picture is going to be a huge favorite in here, and all I can do is take a look at that last race that Mrs. Revere at Churchill, and she gets beat a half a length to Lush Lip. If Lush Lips were in this race, we'd be 1-5. So Pretty Picture's been off for a while, but Chad Brown's always, he's 25% off a long layoff. Pratt rides back. The horse could have very easily beaten Lush Lip last time out. Just didn't get there, and she's going to love it. The mile and an eighth, I think. She ran well in the stand point at Aqueduct. So I'm going to finish up the team and meet with singling Pretty Picture for Chad Brown.
Well, let's go pick four tickets. I'm going to go with a $90 ticket, 246 with 26789, with 5810, with 161011, 90 bucks. How about you?
Well, I think I spent 4x5x5, so that's 50 bucks. I went 2346 with 36789 with 157810 and singling pretty picture in the last.
$3 late pick three. I have 278. I'm going to single McCann in the middle leg. And then 1-6-10-11 in the last leg. So $36 ticket, 3x1x4x$3. How about you?
Well, my pick three is real easy. Take the horses that I used with pretty pictures. So 3-6-7-8-9 with 1-5-7-8-10 and the 6 single. It's a $75 ticket. So if you want to cut that down and just handicap it a little tighter in the first two legs, but I really like pretty picture to end up with.
A reminder that the turf pick three starts a little earlier than usual. It's on the second race on the closing day card is when it starts. So if you like that bet, and why wouldn't you, then be sure to get involved early there in race two. And we'll be back for our next edition of the End of Money podcast to focus on the opening day card at Churchill Downs a week before the Kentucky Derby. It's the End of Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.